What was that?
I love Batara Khan. She's my favorite.
Did it unmute me? He only muted you.
No, it's my microphone. You can't talk into it. La 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 la.
It's the legendary creature, Shellacorn.
Y'all, previously I yelled hi everyone and nobody responded.
Hello!
Thank you for your patience. The previous panel ran a little later, but we are so grateful that you guys are piling in. Mint, you can't talk.
I'm being silent.
Come in, talk into
the... Bye-bye. Oh, it works.
Yippee!
Oh my god, I saw the lineup outside. It was very intimidating.
Sorry for being...
Party rocking.
You said sorry, and I said for party rocking. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having my first coffee.
We had day. Coffee.
Oh. Why do you have two seats, huh?
No.
I can hear you.
Wow. Greedy.
All right, guys, make sure to fill in all the spaces.
Yippee.
No reserve space. But if you want to reserve a place in our hearts, there is a merch table at the back.
Oh, little freak phantom.
Is anybody gonna match my freak?
Anyone gonna match my freak?
Keep filing in, guys. Fill up all the space. This room's gonna be filled quite nicely.
No pressure, but I... Oh.
I'm watching you guys. Je vous regarde.
Hi, thanks for waving.
Just observe.
Don't feed the VTubers.
Nah. What are you talking about?
She's a goblin.
I'm a gnome.
She's a gnome.
Goblin.
You've been gnomed.
Goblin? Is that a type of mind goblin?
Coffee.
She never laughs at my jokes and she's been giggling.
All right, guys, keep filling in.
Keep filling in. I can do your job, Paul.
Yeah.
Then do my job.
Keep filling in.
Why am I here?
Keep walking. You're here for eye candy.
What's the eye candy?
Paul.
Oh. All right, give him a show, Paul.
He's wearing a Metal Gear shirt.
I know. That bastard.
Whoa!
Thanks, Paul.
Those are some fighting words.
My hands are up. I'm ready to fight.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was an 18. Oh, well, swearing is 13 plus.
You get 3 S words and 1 F word in a PG-13.
Well, where does the B word fall?
It's unknown territory.
What are the S words?
What do you mean the S words?
Because you said you get 3 S words.
Yeah,
the S words.
The sh. Like, poop.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So you get 3 poops?
3 of those, and then one.
I thought you meant like 3 separate S words.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, for a second.
Are we still? Can they still hear us?
Yeah. Well, it's because they've been waiting for so long, and now they're sitting for so long. We might as well, you know. We love you guys.
She hates us.
We love you guys. Yeah.
Holy crap, there's a lot of you.
Thanks, you guys are keeping me humble.
this? Do you want it? We just found it somewhere. Like, somebody just left this. You want it? I now crown you Weird Looking Thing King.
Who? What happened? Who had a baby?
The baby.
You're right. As sad as what you said was, you are correct. Because a major game at Evo shouldn't have that little people.
Can you? We can ask him.
You can almost say that it makes me mad enough that it might break that light fixture over there.
She's a little pro. She's a little freak.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many of you. Ah!
Whoa.
Thanks for waiting for us.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it.
It's nice and cool in here too, right?
Yeah, it's not as hot as the other stuff.
Yeah.
Thank God
I'm far
for
from
air conditioning,
you.
Right?
Oh my God. She walked in, the temperature went up. Like.
It's my body heat.
All right, keep filing in, guys. Lots of seats.
There's still people coming.
Yes, there is. Look at what you've done.
You've made a fool of...
I'm sorry, guys. I had a coffee.
Again, guys, just another reminder. There is a Birch booth in the back there in case you guys want to visit it later. Just FYI.
But please, during the panel, don't crowd it. Try to go like 5 people at a time.
Yeah, if you go during the panel, I will shame you.
They won't be sold online, the poster. Whoa. So this is your chance at true romance. We should do... Oh, I guess if we do calls,
yeah,
it's going to make Paul's
together.
Job harder.
Good.
Yeah.
He did, specifically him.
Nah, it's fine. It'll be fine. I choose to believe that it will be fine. It
I mean,
sure
every
is.
Con. Have you been to a con with good internet? That's this size. So you haven't
Estonia.
Been. It's a rumor.
Jeez.
What's that?
It's gum.
Gum! ASMR.
I'm seeing some cosplays in the crowd.
Oh.
I'm seeing a few cosplays. Hello.
I meant Phantom. I saw you wave.
Yep. There's another Mint Phantom further out.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
on the side of the room.
May all the Mint Phantoms raise their arms. Okay.
Why her arms like that? Yeah.
There's another Mint Phantom over there in the back.
I see you.
The Mint Phantom in the back. Further. There was another one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one.
Stand up. Well, the real Mint, please stand up. Please stand up.
Freak Phantom.
Oh, look at you. You're so cute.
Y'all are so cute.
No, everybody is a ghost one day. Oh, that guy has a Mint shirt.
There's something strange in this panel room.
Who are you
going to
call?
No!
Yeah!
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Feel good.
Oh. Nobody saw that, Colton. Don't worry.
We saw everything.
He tripped.
Now everybody knows. Nobody saw you trip and make a big old fool out of yourself. Don't worry.
It's okay. His magnificent mustache saves him from any shame.
He's going to mute our mics randomly. He's going to distort our voices.
Holy cow. The room is really full.
Wait. It's, oh my God.
No.
Keep piling in, guys.
There's more?
Oh my God. God, now I'm going to be shy.
No, you won't. You're never shy.
I sometimes I get shy.
Yeah. I know.
I'm making faces at you.
Oh, okay.
Who are you spamming with your texts? Huh? I can hear a conversation. Who are you gonna spam with your texts, huh? What's the story? No. Keep talking about private stuff. I like it.
Oh my God.
Is that everybody? Do we have more coming in?
I like whenever y'all answer me on Twitter and then I just go on your Twitter profile and I look at the stuff.
It looks
you
like
do.
We have like the entire podcast.
I miss being able to see your guys' likes.
We good?
That was really
We're
fun.
We're good?
Sweet.
Oh shit. I'm nervous. I'm not ready.
We have to like start it so like the podcast.
Uh-huh. Do you want to intro or should I intro?
Oh, wait, who did it last? Oh, wait, it was you by yourself last week.
It was me by myself, so you got to start it.
Okay.
Hello, Talkathon. Oh. Welcome to the first inaugural. What would you even call this at this point?
Do you know the name of our podcast, Paul?
You know who we are.
Do you know who we are?
It's mint chocolate ice cream, right? Anyway, welcome to the very first of our big VTuber panels, of course, featuring Mint and Matara in their special
Yay!
Summer.
He was not sure.
Let's give him a big welcome.
Oh, they can see us. Yay! Look good.
Okay, you're alive.
I always look good.
Give him a little fan service.
I always give him a little fan service. Come here.
I was too close for comfort. Oh, gosh. Should we start the...
Do it.
Okay. Not me. Oh, gosh. Okay, guys. Welcome to Mint and Matara's Summer Special Live! Oh, my gosh. This is a really full room.
No pressure, but if this show tanks today, we are never doing a live show ever again.
It might be the case.
No pressure.
No pressure?
No pressure.
Yeah. We also have some shikishis that we will be giving out later, so yep. Stick around for the whole panel.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Happy birthday, Kim.
I mean...
Oh, that's sweet.
You're so welcome.
If you get it, there's going to be 10 given away, so
yeah,
good luck.
And maybe something else. I don't know.
No, definitely something else. We have a little special.
No,
poster.
I was like, no.
Oh. I am giving away an extra limb. So who are you, ma'am?
My name is Mint Phantom. I am a ghost.
That's my Yoshi.
Thank you.
And who are you?
Boo.
Boo.
Oh my gosh, you love me. All right, your turn.
Hi, my darlings. I am Matara Khan of Vishojo, and I must be in luck today that you're all here to see us.
Oh my God. Woo! Are you guys shy? Are you guys nervous? Are you so cool?
So I guess we can start with Montreal in general. Cool. Show of hands, how many of you are local to Montreal? All right. Mint, this is your second time visiting the city.
My second time visiting.
How are you enjoying it so far?
It's good. I haven't, well, we went out, what, once?
Well, also, we went out last year.
That's true. I liked, where you took us last year was really nice.
Where did I take you last year?
I don't remember.
What? Can you describe it?
We went to the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Really good description.
And then there was water.
At the restaurant or in general?
General.
I think she means I took her to the Old Port. Do you mean the restaurant with the ramen or the restaurant with the steak?
There was ramen?
You had the cold noodles with lemon.
Yeah, no, it was the steak.
Okay, the steak Paul took us there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell anybody, but the steak place was Gibby's.
Well,
yeah, Don't tell anybody, though, all right, everybody?
Okay.
It is a Montreal staple. I feel like if you've ever been around here, you would know.
Okay.
And if anybody listening would like to visit, Gibby's is...
Gibby's? It was really good. Yeah.
I think our favorite thing was actually the chicken, though.
There was a big bone in there.
In the chicken?
No, in the restaurant.
What do you mean a big bone?
Remember, when we go to the bathroom, they have like a big skeleton something big bone.
Okay, maybe I have to stop drinking. I don't remember any of this.
Well,
are you sure? It was with me.
I think so.
No, it was with me.
It was.
Anyway. The weather was definitely less hot last year.
It's hot, you guys. Mm-mm. It's hot. Yeah, you guys staying hydrated?
What?
But if you have anyone to blame Spain because they dragged a lot of their heat from the summer all the way here to Montreal.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but okay. Your enthusiasm is palpable, though, and I like that.
Yeah, I expected it to be cooler just because I'm so far north.
It gets hot here in the summer.
Wow, I've learned that now.
But I think this is probably one of the hotter summers that we've had. Yeah.
It's because I'm here.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
So you've had poutine already while we're here.
I did. You took me last night.
How'd you like it?
It was good.
Yeah.
You said it was mid, though.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Whoa, let me explain. That specific poutine wasn't the best poutine ever.
Yeah.
It was okay. They didn't have enough gravy and the cheese was a little cold, so it didn't melt properly, you know? Like, you get it. You get it.
Someone told me earlier that it doesn't have to be cheese curds. It can be shredded cheese.
No! Whoever told you that, that is a crime. Guillotine them. Point them out in the crowd.
I'm not outing him.
Point them.
You're a hero.
He's here right now. Okay. I need everybody to look around them because that person might be
You'll
here.
You'll sniff them out. Yeah.
He might be sitting next to you.
Oh, my God.
Let's test it out. Oh, my God. Shredded cheese isn't so bad on poutine, right, guys? No. You're all supposed to be quiet, and just that one person's supposed to be like,
one person will be like, yeah.
It's not that bad.
Finally, someone speaks the truth.
How dare they? You stop listening to other people.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Oh, I don't listen to you.
She doesn't listen to anyone. Last year I feel like we did quite a bit of stuff. The water, it's probably the old port.
Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah, it was fun.
What else did we do? Our times together are memorable.
I remember, well, we went to dinner the first night, like just two nights ago when we came in, and then we walked a lot.
Oh, yes. We went to dinner like up on St. Lawrence Street, and then we walked back an hour.
She was like, it's fine. It's like 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay.
I'm tall. I need to know for all y'all in the audience, are you the friend that always wants to walk, or are you the friend that hates to walk?
I like to walk.
All right. Those of you who like to walk, hands up. Yeah, we're a walking city.
I like walking. I didn't mind it, but I just think of we've had other friends, mutual friends, who will be like, Matara will be like, oh yeah, we'll just walk to this place. It's like 20 minutes away. An hour and 20 minutes.
Honestly, so a while back I lived in LA and I lived in Santa Monica Bundy. And one time my flesh mother visited and I said, oh, let's just walk to UCLA. But it was an hour plus walk there. And my flesh mother was angry with me. And I do this here too, where my friend and I went to a half marathon and walked 25 kilometers the day
after before. That? Oh, the day before.
We were warming up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're insane.
I like to walk.
Yeah.
We're Costco guys. We like to walk.
Oh my God.
I would like to have you try some Canadian snacks before you leave.
Yeah. You gave me the Henry.
Oh, Henry? How did you like it? Rank it.
It was okay.
What? You said you really liked it.
I liked it. It's
okay.
Just...
She's trying to be cool in front of you guys.
I'm trying to be cool. No, it was... Why would... No, it was just... I don't know. Maybe it was bad because I ate it like months later.
Wait, what? I thought you liked it.
I did like it.
Have you had a coffee crisp yet?
No, what's that?
Ooh, that's good.
What other snacks would you guys suggest I have?
Oh, no. Smarties kind of suck. Wait, you guys like Smarties?
Are those like the... Oh, they're better than the American ones? I only know the American one.
Okay, you should try them then.
They're not chalk?
They're like candy with... They're chocolate-covered candy.
Wait, they're chocolate?
They're chocolate-covered in like a candy film, but it's... Just try it.
Okay, I'll try it.
There's... Okay. What are they called? Those little like rocket, I think? Yeah, okay. That is chalk, actually. And it's good chalk.
Okay, we're going to go to the grocery
There's
store.
There's a glossette.
What's that?
Chocolate-covered raisins.
Oh, I like chocolate-covered raisins. I'm a grandma like
I'm trying
that.
To remember. There's crunchy, which is kind of like a toffee sponge.
Sponge?
It's like a sponge toffee. It's really good.
Okay.
Y'all some snacks on me. What else should...
Yeah, what else? Ketchup chips? I like ketchup chips. I like those, yeah. Huh?
Let's see. Wait, which one? All dressed.
Yeah,
those are my favorites.
Oh, fancy.
It's basically, from what I understand, whatever's left at the factory, it's like a mix of a bunch of stuff. Oh, I keep leading into her. I'm sorry. I'm like looking at her. I am.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Earlier today, we were drying our hands in the bathroom, and then I went to dry my hands in the dryer.
She does. So annoying. She wants to pee with me. She wants to dry her hands with me. She wants to do everything with me. You guys, why? Help me.
She loves me. Do what twice? Oh, blink twice if you need help. She's fine. She loves it. I got a body pillow of mint, and now I sleep with her.
It's like a little tiny pillow. It's really soft.
Do you feel my kiss? When I kiss it in the middle of the night, do you get like...
Oh, so that's what I'm
feeling. Oh. Like, oh, God. Oh,
I woke up with hives. The bed bugs.
I'm sorry. I like how you went, ha, ha.
Oh man. Are you guys having fun at the con? Yeah. Busy Saturday, right? Yeah.
Did anybody go to the Final Fantasy concert yesterday?
Me!
You what know about the comedy show?
Oh.
That was like a stand-up comedy show. Okay. Hey, you with the shirt, man.
The tie-dye shirt,
it was
yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah, you were there.
What else was yesterday?
There was on the rave.
Any ravers?
The dance.
Any partiers?
Like Course K and Ryu Star.
Okay, we got like a chill crowd. You guys were all in bed by 11 p.m., right?
Hags!
I had to walk 30 minutes back home.
Oh. Actually, I think I know where you guys went. You guys went to the board game bars, didn't you?
The board game.
We have a board game bar not far from here.
Oh. Yeah. We went into the tabletop room and that place was packed.
Yeah.
Like
at like 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. there was so many. I'm shocked at how late this convention goes, because I was just like, for the Final Fantasy concert, I was like, you know, it's probably like, I don't know, like 6 p.m. No, 10 p.m. I was like,
that's when it starts.
Yeah. I got back at like midnight.
Oh. So. You're such a party girl.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
I do have to say, shout out, I don't know if they're here, but if ever, shout out to those 8 or so girls that were playing Uno at the table.
I know.
You girls were amazing. It's just everybody playing everything, and they're playing the most Uno. Aggressive game of Uno I've ever seen.
They were like so locked in. They were leaned into each other, like just dishing it.
I wish you and I had more friends so we could like do that.
I wish I had friends.
She doesn't. We're enemies.
We're frenemies.
When we were thinking up of the podcast name, we were like, frenemies.
Frenemies.
That's not taken, right?
How would we VTuber 5 frenemies?
What do you mean?
Like, how would we make it VTuber-esque?
That's
know?
Literally
like,
what we're doing.
Oh.
That is exactly what we're doing.
Well, I'm the smart one, so.
Which... I'm not even offended because, like, you know.
Are you going to reply? Are you going to reply?
0 + 0 is still 0.
0? Oh. Wait, are you implying that I'm also 0 intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, wouldn't that be Def and D&D? Because having 0 pretty much, well.
Don't think too hard. Don't think about it.
This isn't D&D, my friend.
And don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Well, this is real VTuber life. Yup. She rolled her critical one before.
My That's critical one?
Your critical fail, sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of, does anybody carry D20s with them for life decisions?
What?
No? I had a coworker once that would do that. For every life decision, she rolled a D20.
That's ballsy.
And you could hear the dice roll.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
It's like, what should I get for food today? Or is it like small decisions or is it like, you
basically,
know?
I think the way she did it is like if it landed less than an 8, it was a no. More than a 14 was a yes. And 8 to 14 D20. Was kind of, okay. Yeah, D20. Sorry, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking 1 through 10. I was like, dang.
Could have done, I guess an
8? An 8 would be like insane.
Yeah.
Like to give you that kind of luck. 80% mm-hmm. No failure.
That's me though. I didn't know what to answer.
You're 100% failure.
100% girl failure.
Oh my God. Ooh.
We've talked about this. Have you all heard about the scale? It's like girl boss, girl failure, baby girl, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Where would you rank me, Mint?
I think you're a girl boss. Oh, but you're kind of girl. Yeah. It depends on the situation. You have... don't give me that.
I was scratching my chin looking at her.
You're pretty baby though.
Am I your baby?
No. baby, no. Oh, you guys like that guy, Justin Bieber, right?
I mean, listen, he did put, you know, I don't know.
Are you going to say you put Canada on the map or something?
I just feel bad. Like,
okay, what do you feel bad? The guy's like a bajillionaire. Don't feel
bad. Like, it's like Jim Carrey has done a few weird things. Yeah, but, you know, people know Canada. Avril Lavigne. Like, I thought he was from Australia.
What?
Is Wolverine not Australian? Whoa. I'm sorry, I'm not that good with DC.
You're not. Oh my God. Wait, I just got that because I also didn't know.
No, my favorite joke is when people talk about Spider-Mans and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't really know DC. Or if they talk about Batman, I'm like, I'm not really big on the Marvels.
The Marvels.
I really love that.
Oh, I bet. I bet you've really ruffled some Jimmies with that one.
I know, I live to do that.
Yeah, it's okay. We do a little bit of trolling.
A little bit. I was going to ask you all.
Yeah.
How would you all feel if we did a Christmas special of this podcast?
Okay, this is... this is news to me. Wait.
It's okay, they didn't yell that loud, so they don't really want it.
Okay, we're good.
Christmas! Sorry, Mint. I'm gonna have to resummon you. I'm gonna have to cook you in the soup again. I'm gonna have to sacrifice sweet momos for you again.
Raise your hand if you'd like to be a sacrifice.
Hell yeah! Why so many sacrifices? You do know you get to reincarnate again as a Momo. You just get back into life. I've done it before to summon Mint, damn it. The least you could do is give us a Christmas special.
Done it before is so insane. Halloween special? Wait, we're not like a year round. What about hags? Have a great summer.
Have a great Christmas.
Yeah, have a great Christmas.
Have a hag C.
What?
Have a great Christmas. Hag C.
Oh, hag C. I see hag, you see hag.
I see that, I'm IC. Other than that, is there anywhere that you'd like to go in Montreal before we head out?
Oh, I heard, wait, what's this Montreal? Someone told me about a place that is like a, how do I describe it? It's like a animal sanctuary. It's like all glass or something.
The biodome, maybe?
The biodome. Is that cool?
Yeah, there's like even there's even like butterflies flying around and stuff.
Butterflies. Wait, is it cool to go to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Biodome is genuinely pretty cool.
Okay, I kind of want to go.
Okay.
The Biodome. It sounds neat. It sounds like
it's the dome and it's bio.
The dome.
The dome.
Will I get trapped
in the Olympic Stadium?
Oh.
So you'll get to see the Olympic Stadium.
Is it close?
We can walk there.
Okay. I trust her judgment.
It's honestly like an hour walk from here, probably.
Okay,
somebody look it up. Wait, I'll look it up on my phone.
She's looking it up on her phone right now.
Well, it's because I have
long
feet.
Stop texting and paneling.
Sorry, baby, sorry. Okay. Biodome de Montréal. It's 6.1 kilometers one way.
What is Google Maps?
It's only an hour and 37-minute walk.
I feel like actually we could walk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot. You're right.
Yeah. And you know the worst part? So yesterday while she went to the concert, I went for a little walk. I call it like going for a walk with my demons. You know when you go outside?
I'm not. I'm the demon.
No, you weren't there.
I know.
And it was, I think I got back to my hotel around 11:30. It was so hot outside still. I don't understand how.
Even at night is really hot and humid.
Oh, my goodness.
I see people fanning themselves in the room. Is it hot out there? Are you okay? It's hot in here?
It's hot. I'm sorry.
It's hot in here. So take off.
No, don't. you guys should get those little fans if ever.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Those battery-powered fans. Look them up on Amazon right now.
I usually bring one. I thought I wouldn't need it for the con, so I didn't bring mine. I know, I'm a fool.
Need to get some in Japan.
That's where I got mine. I got mine at a Cone Beanie.
Oh, her and her Japan.
Me and my Japan.
Her and her Japan.
Yeah, I'll be there for a whole month.
You're wild. You are wild.
I didn't want to be there for a month. It just happened. Oh, but it's okay.
I guess, can you talk about it a little bit? Can you give an exclusive of what your
sense is? I don't know if I can say, if I'm
Don't worry, we won't tell anyone.
Okay. Okay, for your ears only.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, really? Well, I can say one thing is that for sure, we are going to record something for the podcast.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be in one of the regular episodes, but it might come out as a bonus episode because
it's late.
It's late. It might get edited kind of after.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Because it might be kind of our last episode.
It will be closer to one of our last episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we are going for that. And then for me, I got permission to record at the Warhammer Cafe.
Woo!
In Japan. Finally. Don't understand. For those of you, I'm sure if you ever watch like YouTubers talk about it, you can't just come in and record things in Japan.
You can't.
It's so difficult to do any of that.
No, yeah.
So I finally scoured the earth and I'll be able to have a video. So if you ever wanted to look at that Warhammer Cafe, you'll be able
in
to.
Akihabara.
Yeah.
Wait, that's and not I'm for bringing the podcast though.
Oh? Huh?
That's not for the podcast.
No.
It's for her own YouTube. She's abandoning me.
Oh, okay. Well, not only am
I abandoning. She hates us! She hates us!
I am going with one of my favorite people in the world, my cousin wife, Onigiri, and we're going to try to IRL it, and we're going to record, and we're going to have so much fun, and you're not invited!
I thought you actually were going to say, like, your cousin. I was like, what, you're going with family?
You have cousins?
Bricky?
Please, no. You guys, okay. I can't believe we're talking about Bricky on the freaking podcast. Blech. You guys don't understand.
I don't even know that guy.
He is so annoying to me. And then everybody that meets him is like, wow, he's like a golden retriever. He's so nice. I'm like, where? Where? Where do you guys see this? It's an another. Okay.
You just have an unlikable personality.
It's true. It's true. It is who I am. No. It's my charm point. It's true.
It's a charm point being annoying.
Yeah, but you know I do it good.
Oh, I know.
I do it good.
Oh, I know.
I think the hand drying thing was like, wow. I was so proud of myself.
The hand? Oh, when you stuck your hands, your dirty hands.
They were dry.
No, they were not dry.
I dragged them with you. to kind of finalize about Bricky, the most annoying part about it is even my real life friends who have nothing to do with content creation or anything, they will message me and be like, oh, my husband or my fiance, he saw your YouTube and he wants you to let him know that he loves his stuff. And I'm like, no.
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't inflate his ego. That's what I was going to say.
Screw you guys.
That's what I was going to say.
I will, since we brought him up, I will shame him. He showed me pictures of his unbuilt minis. He has like probably tens of thousands of unpainted minis in his home. Shame.
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 Shame. Unpainted?
Unpainted. But they are
what
built.
A poser. He's a poser.
Well, he also has a lot of painted ones, so whatever.
We're shaming him.
He's shamed enough.
Shame, shame.
Shame, shame.
I'm curious because we can't see. Paul, what are you doing?
Yeah, Paul. Paul, is he even here?
He was supposed to MC for us.
I'm like, I was just chilling.
It's so funny because Paul was like, what do you need me to do for the panel? We're like, baby, we are yappers.
The question for me to be here in the first place.
We did. No, we, just in case, you know. Just
I did?
Case.
We
requested
him. I requested him.
Oh,
well, no. Okay. Actually, we're going to be revealing secrets. Full disclosure, I think you guys wanted us to have an MC just in case. I think that's kind of like usually con kind of protocol. So
I don't know. It's not on us.
Well,
it's
I'm
not
here,
our fault.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying? So I do have to say, so we had a little bit of a hiccup with this, but the reason that the posters that we have is us and like the little nurse outfits with sewing.
Oh yeah.
And like I announced it a little bit today, but we actually helped sponsor the cosplay repair room.
Yeah.
On. Yeah. And thank you. And we were supposed to have the cutouts in front of it for people to take photos
yeah.
with. And kind of the remainder of the money is going to be given as bonus prizes at the masquerade.
Yeah.
We'd like to like cook a little bit more next year, but moving forward, going to more cons, we want to kind of find ways to give back to the cons
yeah.
that send us here. And, you know, like they got us a hotel. They got us our flights. They got us
yeah.
everything. So, yeah.
And
that's
the
why
cons all volunteers, too. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
just like, and
yeah.
You and I, you've worked cons, right?
Yes.
Kind of? No?
As like a host, it's different.
Oh.
I worked as talent.
I worked as talent. Well, I have gone on my hands and knees and been a volunteer at conventions. So I know how hard it can be. And
what's your worst convention experience?
As
a volunteer.
Well, I worked at a maid cafe, but we had to blacklist a guy because he kept.
And that guy was me.
Yeah, I have actually, you guys can't see, but she's on the other side of the room because I have a restraining order against her. So. Yeah.
It's fine. Nobody knows what 6 feet or 6 inches is anyway nowadays. It's so rare that she laughs at my jokes, y'all. Every time she does, I'm like, yeah, I made her laugh.
I think because it's just so dumb.
And one of our assistants that's been given by the con, every time I make a joke, I'll have just Mint look at me, and the assistant will laugh, and I'm like, yeah, she thinks I'm funny.
Her ego, you guys, it's out of control.
She's just too polite. She's scared that if she doesn't laugh, I'm going to eat her.
I know. I mean, you're kind of intimidating probably for someone that... Okay, raise your hand if you have been intimidated by MataraCon.
Raise your hand if you have been personally victimized by...
Yeah.
Rachel.
What did you do?
I opened my sparkling water. I'm sorry.
Do we have any napkins? Oh, there's napkins. I got it.
Oh, thank you. Could you wipe me too, please?
No.
What was that quote? It's like, if you've been personally victimized by
Regina George.
Regina George. I almost said Rachel Wieners.
Gretchen
Wieners, sorry.
Random. You're just making up. This is your OC from Mean Girls is Gretchen. What was it? No, Rachel Wieners.
It was Gretchen what?
Wieners.
Okay, so I'm not that far off. I do that sometimes. I feel so bad sometimes when Min speaks. I just cough.
All the time. Like, I'll say something. I'll be like, someone will be helping me set something up, and I'll be like, yeah, okay. And she'll go, yeah, okay.
It's because your tone is so cute. I can't help it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. How about this? If you've ever thought Min Fantôme was cute, raise your hand. Yeah.
I do not perceive.
It's okay. I'll count them. One, two, three.
Oh, good.
Over 1,000 that agreed that you're cute.
no way wow. there's 1,000 people here.
I don't think so, but... Raise your hand if you're 1,000 people. If you are 1,000 ants... Oh, you know that Spider-Man? Oh, no, wait. That it's Spider's Man.
What?
It's Spider-Man made of a bunch of tiny spiders. And his name is Spider's Man. It's real.
I've never heard
He's in the comics. The DC comics.
In DC or the Marvels? No. I love how you said it with the French accent, because one of my favorite things to say, when somebody goes, can you say something sexy in French? No.
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 Teach me a French word.
No.
Oh. Okay.
I'll teach you a French word. What do you want to know?
I don't know.
How about this? Fantôme.
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 That's my own name, though.
Yeah, so here's a word in French.
Actually, someone called...
Mont.
What?
Mont.
Mont?
It means mint.
Oh, wait. That's like when people make fun of my name.
Oh, it's your Mont.
I Mont.
What word would you like to know, Mint?
Oh, what's something that I should know? Like, what's something useful?
The library.
Bibliothèque?
Bibliothèque.
I know that one, actually.
Let me think.
Bathroom.
Well, that one's easy. Toilette.
Oh, toilette.
Or la salle de bain.
What's that?
L'autobus. I don't think.
How do I say, hot dog?
Arstime.
What?
Arstime. She tried one yesterday, that's why. So remember the boiled hot dogs that we had?
Yeah.
Hot dog is probably like, or a dog, but we don't say that. We say arstime, which is like the steamed hot dog that we have.
Arstime.
But you have to say it with a French Canadian accent. Arstime. Arstime, all dressed, merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, the thing with Quebec is there's a lot of anglicism. There's a lot of words that they use that are English words, but just said with a French Canadian accent.
Ah.
Yeah.
Magasin,
wait, what? Yeah?
Mais en Québec, c'est magasin.
Wait, is magasin not a French word?
What is that?
It's store.
Ah.
So it is a French word, because she didn't know what it means. On dit pas like shopping mall, no.
Nah.
But sometimes we'll say like, oh, le parking.
Oh, okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Okay. Guys,
how do you say parking en français? Okay, yeah. Maybe it's just me who says parking. Maybe I'm just the only one saying parking.
You're saying this, you're just like, yeah, we totally just sub in English words, and everyone else is like, no. What are you talking about? You're just bad.
I'm just inventing stuff.
I was going to say, it's like Japanese. You know how there's like loan words and everything, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, so.
But I feel like in Quebec, they really do that a lot, where they will just take English, especially kind of in like the bigger cities. But especially in Montreal. I think it's like the only big Anglophone city kind of in Quebec. Yeah. So if you go in like in smaller cities, it's usually just French.
French. Oui.
The more what?
More west you go, more English it is. Yeah.
What is that? What's Canton de l'Est in English? Eastern Townships. That's English, right?
Eastern Township.
That sounds very English, doesn't it?
It sounds like ye old English.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good stuff. I think if ever next year, Paul, if you'd love to have us back here.
Yeah.
No pressure. No pressure, Paul.
Paul.
You're really putting me on the spot there, aren't you? Well, I guess it depends on how hyped the crowd can get.
Yeah.
I think you can do a little better than that, right?
Woo! Woo! Woo!
All right, I'll put it under my folder of under consideration.
Y'all might not know this, but next year is 20 years of Otakuthon.
That's crazy. 20 years.
So imagine Mint comes a little bit early and she does Montreal things. is like, go to L2 in Chinatown.
I want
while wearing a furry tail and ears.
Wow. I have to have the furry.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay, okay.
It's like you have to. Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
Oh yeah, it's our amusement park. It's like Six Flags.
Ooh.
But it is at nights they'll have like what is it called? The fire, not fire, fireworks. Oh,
they burned the place down and then rebuild it the next day.
Y'all, we had a long day yesterday and today. I think
your coffee is crashing.
Yeah, I think so too. I need another one. La Ronde would be good. It does. It does. I also think it would be nice for you to try, for example, some French Canadian staples like tourtière, which is like a meat pie.
A meat pie.
It's really good.
Wow. What kind of meat? Every meat?
Sometimes the best tourtière is done with like deer or caribou or things like that. Yeah. Don't worry. She's in another part of Canada. otherwise, there's also pudding du chômeur, which is like homeless pudding.
What?
No, not homeless. It's like when you lose your job. What is it called? The word in English when you're like...
Unemployed?
Yeah, it's like unemployed pudding.
Unemployed, yeah.
Yeah, that's like
unemployed pudding?
Unemployed pudding.
Am I going to lose my job?
Yep. There's the hot chicken sandwich.
Wait, is that spicy?
No. Oh. It's just hot because it's literally like... Think of like a grilled cheese, but then it's just got gravy on it.
Why do you guys love gravy chicken. So much? Gravy on your fries, gravy on your chicken.
Oh, pâté chinois. Okay, it translates to Chinese patty.
Okay.
But it's like, it's again a meat pie with like corn and you put mashed potatoes. You put ketchup on it.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's shepherd's pie.
I know shepherd's pie.
But we call it like Chinese pie for some reason.
That's like two completely different places of the world. Cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We also have a lot of maple syrup. I think when you come, you won't be able to do maple syrup on the snow. But some places, they'll do it
in the snow.
In the summer. Yeah.
Is that the yellow snow or is that like different?
Yes.
White snow. No, like when you put the maple syrup on it, wouldn't it turn yellow? Oh, brown. Ew.
It really is like a maple syrup lolly. It's so good.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yummy. Okay. Oh, my gosh. There's so much.
Paul, are you taking notes? I know you guys have a big budget for the 20 years. Like, are we never going to get invited again?
Paul, how are we doing on time?
We got another 10 or so minutes, I think.
Let's go. We weren't sure if we were going to have you guys ask questions or not.
Do you have questions for us?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, lovely.
All right. First of all, name's Mac. And second of all, now I'm going to be asking what's under particularly the engine of your system. What is the CPU that you use on your computer? And if so, how many cores?
I don't know.
How
about you?
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your question back.
Thank you for your question back.
What about the other person with the hand up?
I have a question. Don't we have a mic?
If you have a question,
yeah.
You see a mic over there that's in the stand? Just line up behind
it. Yeah, I think we have a mic. So
I'd probably cap it at 10 people in the line. Just
yeah, 10 people max.
Sorry, guys.
No running! Oh, my God.
There's more than 10 people. You guys are going to have to fight to the death.
The podcast is screaming in everybody's ears.
I'm going to put my money on the girl with cool hair there with the leather jacket.
We were
badass.
We were meaning to cut earlier for questions, but we completely lost track of time.
Everybody started yelling food and places for me to go to.
All right, go on. What's your question?
Hello.
Hi.
What is the strangest thing you've seen in Montreal or in general?
Strangest thing I've seen in Montreal?
Is it the mouses?
I saw two mics run across the street. It was crazy. Is it the mouses?
I saw Mint Fantôme haunting Montreal. That was scary.
I don't think there's a lot of ghosts here.
No. Strangely enough, we're not that haunted.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be more haunted for how old the city is.
Yeah, what the heck? Need more
Stay
ghosts.
With us. Haunt us.
All right, next question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rapid fire. Let's go.
Question. No clapping. Clapping takes time.
Okay. No clapping. Sorry.
I will be very quick. Before I ask my question, hi, Mata Mama. It's Kengar from your chat.
Hi, baby. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, you talked a lot about food here in Montreal.
Yes.
What's the favorite thing that you've eaten in Japan?
Okay, I think for Japan, I just love going to sushi every single time when we go to Japan. Always, always, always sushi. That's kind of my answer. Try to always get good sushi, go to random spots. Good sushi.
Good sushi.
Good sushi.
Good sushi.
Good sushi.
Thank you, Mata Mama.
Good question.
All right, next question.
Hello, I'll keep this brief.
Hello.
Have you been to Schwartz's yet?
Smoked meat. Have you had smoked meat yet?
No.
No. Are you a fan of smoked meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my favorite meal of all time.
It is good. You know what, though? Last time I went to Schwartz's last year, I didn't love it. There's another one. I think there's like a Rubens or something downtown that it's faster and it's also really good. So if anything, I'll bring her there.
What was your name?
Sneed.
Sneed. I'll think of you when I eat smoked meat.
Thank you for your question.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think
you'd like it. I think I like it. I like meat.
Hi, Mint and Mara.
Hi.
I'm Brilliant from YouTube.com.
Hello.
question is, what other Canadian city would you like to visit, and would you let Mara guide you?
Do not say Toronto or Vancouver. Say Montreal and say Quebec City.
Montreal,
and say Hull.
Quebec City.
Hull.
Hull.
Yeah, say Gatineau.
What?
Say Gatineau.
Gatineau.
I'm being puppeted right now.
No, you can answer the question for real.
I don't actually know where else I would want to go.
Home is where I am.
I want to see a moose.
What? A moose?
Yeah, I want to see a moose.
That's just up north.
Yeah, I want to go wherever the moose are.
Let's drive an hour up north where I live.
Okay. Yeah. Right, and Mata could guide me, yeah.
Thank you.
So I'll have her get chased up by the moose.
By the moose!
Yeah. Thank you!
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I am Oliver Stolz. I was there yesterday, and I did my promises. I did a little edit for us to have a virtual selfie with my VTuber model.
Oh.
So I tag you if you can find it. It's okay if you cannot. But
yeah.
I just wanted to tell you I did my promises, and I also wanted to know if you had any tip for VTubing.
Don't do it.
No, stop.
It's too late.
No, Just stream what you like, and as long as you like it, then you'll have fun. And as long as you have fun, you'll like it.
I'm going to give you a rapid fire. I think I agree, stream what you like, etc. But you still have to kind of make it a little bit, like, you still have to treat it a little bit like a job. Where stream what you like if you like it, but have a consistent schedule. Maybe start off.
Well, only if you want it to be a job.
Well, I think that's what she wants to do, if she, right?
Do you want it to be your job, or do you want to be
hired? Did I misunderstand the question?
Yes, I wish I could do a job. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
A really big thing that I have to tell you, and I'll be very quick about it, is it's really easy sometimes to get disillusioned when you're at the start, because you're comparing yourself to where we are or other people are. Just know that sometimes you don't know how much people have had to put in the work to get where they are. So if you are in your first, second, third year and it's not really working out, just know that you're learning and you're gathering experience, and your next project or your next thing can always be better.
Yeah.
Don't get disillusioned just because it's not happening right now for you.
Yeah.
Just ride the waves, essentially. Ride the waves and see where it takes you.
Yeah. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. Good luck.
We'll be rooting for you.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, quickly, everyone who did not went to the comedy show, y'all are stinky.
Oh, you were talking about your comedy show yesterday.
And I wanted to know, like, we talk about VTubing, but just for creators in general, because I think there's a lot of people out there who are creative, what are the main source of inspiration that you get to make content and to find new content to make?
I can start if you want.
Yeah, if you want.
For me, I kind of came from always being a class clown and always being a little, you know, a little clown. That's where my inspiration comes from. It's like this desire. There's, like, for example, even with Mint, right, where it's hard to make her laugh. So if I get her to laugh, I'm like, yeah. It's like, that's kind of where mine comes from. I think everybody has that sort of place where maybe you really enjoy teaching, or maybe you really enjoy making people laugh, or maybe you enjoy having your art scene. Find that space and kind of do from there?
Yeah, basically what motivates me is just wanting to create, you know, like I just have this in, I'm like a caveman wanting to make a wheel. I'm like,
you want to paint on the walls?
Yeah. I'm just always wanting to do something. So, you know, just that kind of like, I got to get it out of my system. That's what motivates me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Find that space for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yippee.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
My friend was too shy to come to the mic. So
oh,
I'm
what? Shame him. Yeah. Shame your friend.
Shame.
Shame your friend.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
You heard that, Emil?
Hi, Emil. Tu as manqué ton shot. T'es pas comme Wayne Gretzky.
Anyway, his question was, especially for Matara, his question was, what was, what, wait.
You got this, don't worry.
No, it's okay. It's just I have too much spit in my mouth.
TMI, bro.
why did you choose a cockroach as your avatar?
Oh.
Ooh. I'll make it kind of brief, but a big portion of it is I have been creating content, my flesh woman that I live inside, for over 12 years. And it has been up and downs, right, where basically, a lot of times, whenever she'd get a little popular, usually either at a convention or something, she'd get a job hosting or she'd help manage stuff. And so many people were like, you know what? You should just come manage here. It's good money. You know, the streaming thing isn't really going to work out for you. And at first, you know, it was very easy to say, no, I can stream. But then eventually, after 10 years of always kind of, you know, getting up to 300 viewers, then back to 100, up to 300, back to 100, you're thinking, damn, maybe I don't have it in me. Maybe it's true. Maybe I should just be a manager. Maybe I should just be a host. And no, can't keep me down. Can't kick me, you know? I'll get through anything. So that's kind of why I picked the cockroach.
She's resilient.
Solid. I am resilient as hell.
Yeah!
I really am.
Yeah.
And also, I love bugs and cockroaches and everything. Right. And I just thought, you know what? None of you, everybody likes, you know, sexy everything. Well, what about being a sexy cockroach? Yeah.
Can't just ask someone why they were born a bug.
Also, this is what people look like on my planet.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Emil. I don't know her.
Hello. This is a frozen guy from Twitch. Oh, too long.
Hi. Ago. Hello, darling. Hi.
Like with the travelings you have done, what's the most memorable type of culture you've experienced?
What's the most memorable type of culture we've experienced traveling?
Yeah.
I mean, I really like traveling to Asia a lot because it's so very different from North America. I've been to Japan so many times. My last time that I went, last time I went to Thailand in February, I loved it because it was so different and I had been to Japan so many times. But yeah, so I guess Thailand, Japan.
Okay, thank you.
What about you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the question?
When you travel, what's like a culture you've experienced that you really enjoyed?
Oh, I've only really traveled inside the United States.
And Japan.
And Japan. So I'm very limited. But I just like food. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sorry, we're gonna have to cut the questions here because we have to move on to the giveaway.
Ooh!
Giveaway. Sorry guys, thank you.
Sorry guys.
Thank you.
You're very.
So we're gonna do this rock paper scissors. Can I get everybody to stand up?
Stand up. Stand up.
All righty then. Do you two want to be the ones that are putting on the hand? Like you guys could just say like rock or paper or scissor in the back. Do I go with that? Hello.
What?
No, you guys in the back, do you want to go like rock, paper, scissors, and then you just shout out what hand you're putting out?
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to take turns? So you do rock, paper, scissors first, and then I do rock, paper, scissors, and then...
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, everybody put your one hand up.
One hand.
We are going to eliminate everyone that is tied or loses the hand that they're going to put out, okay? It's how we're going to eliminate people.
Be honest, okay?
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen, Paul. I don't know.
This is
I'm a hater. I'm a doubter. I don't know.
Only 10 of you will get the special shikishi that they have prepared. So are you guys ready?
Yeah. So hold on. Before we do it, we're going to say
you know, okay, you want me to go first?
Yeah, please
okay.
go first.
So I'll say rock, paper, scissors, and then I'll say what I'm going to throw, okay? So I'll be like, rock, paper, scissors, rock, or something like that, okay? So.
You guys ready?
Yeah? All right, understand?
Three, two, one.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock!
Okay, paper only.
I just told you!
Paper only. Paper only.
Paper only.
All right,
next. So now your turn.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, paper!
Scissors only.
You go.
Scissors only.
All right, well, that's quite a bunch of people. All right, ready? Wait, it's rock, paper, or scissors, right?
Yeah.
Rock, really? Paper, scissors, rock!
Paper only. Paper only.
I told you guys.
Paper only. How many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, we still have to eliminate at least half.
Okay.
One more.
All right. My time.
Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors.
Ooh.
Rock only. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay.
15 people left.
15? Okay.
We're watching you. Everyone's watching you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
If you
one more.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock!
Paper only. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get up here. Now, everybody else, stand back up.
Work those legs. Woo!
This is so chaotic. I can't believe it's actually working.
Oh my God.
I am shocked and appalled.
You guys are being so honest. We really appreciate it.
All right. We're ready to go. Your mark. Everybody heads up.
On your mark. Get set.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need a minute.
No.
How does it feel to have your hand up, everybody? Nice?
I have a question. I'm waiting for the teacher to answer. Okay, go.
Keep it ready.
No, stop. Go.
Rock, paper, scissors, scissors.
Rock only.
Rock only.
Rock only.
Rock only.
Rock only.
Yeah, next. Fist in the air. Fist in the air.
Give us the next one.
Okay. Rock. Paper, scissors, rock!
Paper
good
only.
Good old rock.
Paper
good old rock.
Paper only. Okay.
All right, y'all ready?
How do people keep losing?
Rock, paper, scissors, rock!
Ooh!
Oh, ho, paper only again.
So
all right.
Paper only, paper
how many
only.
How many are left?
There's probably about like 20 or so, so we have to keep going.
Wait, should I go?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors! Scissors!
Rock only.
Rock only.
Rock only. Just the two of you?
No,
There's four. All right. Four, come up. Only three of you will win. So you guys are going to have to fight against yourself. Ooh. Come on. Come here.
Come in the front and we'll do it one more time.
Wait.
Come. It's
Paul, you
same.
Can make them do the game where like they put one or two fingers, you know? That
what?
One?
What's one or two fingers?
You sure, that might take a little while.
They can like, no, it's not that long. You just
is
like.
It?
What is that?
Whoever has like less fingers.
Right here, come.
Go.
Okay, right here. Just do rock, paper, scissors between ourselves. I'll watch you guys. All right.
He's watching.
Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, so you three are good. I think that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did we increase?
Huh? What?
Okay, you three will fight one more time.
Okay.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. Oh.
Oh,
we have our 10 winners!
Yay!
Congratulations, you will be getting the shikishi. So afterwards, just line up at the booth table after. But for everybody else, there's a booth table. Don't kill yourselves, you know, getting
the
there. But, you know, if stuff happens, I'm going to bet money on it.
Aww.
Have a nice rest of your otakathon.
Thank you guys for coming
Thank
to the
you
panel.
So much.
We love you.
Have a good otaku time.
We'll see you. Also, I still have a meet and greet tonight. And
yes.
Nish and I have meet and greets
tomorrow. Yeah.
We saved a few posters for the meet and greet, so don't worry if you want to get posters now. They probably won't be going online. I'm sorry.
All right.
I can't, baby. I got to do my meet and greet.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.
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 It was so nice Bye-bye. Seeing you all. Thank you for cosplaying. Thank you for hanging out.
Bye-bye.
Thank Bye-bye. You for your time, my loves. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're so cute.
I'm also Bye-bye. Here. Bye-bye.
We'll make you try. Wait. Michael, where's the shikishi? Do you have it? We're with you.
Michael.
He's coming. He's coming. Paul is looking for it.
Oh, he's got him. He's got him.
Yay. Oh, so hi, crony. At our meet and greet.
Wow. Bye-bye. I hope you like this curry. I do. Thank you. I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to try it on yet. Oh, for... It should be fine. Yeah, it should work. It should work. Thank you.
Yippee.
Yippee.
Absolutely, you guys. Thank you for coming to see us.
I don't know if I might have a chance to say this. I'm going to say this now. You inspired me to apply for PhD.
Let's go. Oh, my God. Maybe we could be coworkers.
That's what I was hoping for.
But you're not allowed to date my wife, Zen.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Good.
No, actually, I'm going to fight Zen in Tekken.
Good. Good. Be her rival. She needs more rivals.
I want to be her.
Good, as you should. Yippee.
Yippee.
Good luck. I will. She's sick. We're waiting for Henya to play Halo 3. Yeah? Aki, you are amazing. No, like, I said it a little bit in the Discord, and I'm going to talk about it. It's just, you have no idea how much that meant to me. And I'll talk about it on stream more and on Discord.
Oh,
I don't want to like.
Send me a video of it.
Yeah, you were so amazing for setting that up, and it means so. You and Alano, thank you both of you. And I, like, I'll talk about it more because I don't want to, you know. No, like you, I've talked about this so much with Min too, so she knows also how much it means to me. Thank you so much, Aki. I'll be DMing you. Also, I love your cosplay. Hi, Matara. Hi. Hi, Matara. Hi.
Kiyo. Oh my
That's
God.
That's my Hello, Matara.
Mint, you're so cute.
Hello, Matara. Wait, can you move out of the way? I want to take a photo of Mint and Matara.
Yeah, we're taking photos. We're taking photos of you guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, now kiss. I'm kidding, okay. Vous êtes tellement belle. Merci de vos cosplays.
I didn't realize you were looking through the camera. I was looking at the curtain the entire time.
It's okay. We still saw it. We saw you approaching. Oh, and your bag. That's my wife. Take it off. Take off your bag. That's my wife. That's my wife. Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, that is such a nice shirt. You got to run for the meet and greet, though. Because I think it's...
Yeah.
I think it's...
Good luck, man.
Good luck. You got this.
If I don't make it, I'll just still say hi to the Discord.
Yeah. There's going to be next time. Oh, look at him. Mr. Boss. Little boss. Little boss.
Snake! Wait, what?